Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Divinity Spiritual Online Weekly Channeling. Tonight, Joanne will be channeling. In the past week, she's delivered new information and healings from Jesus the Christ, Mary Magdalene, angels from the ninth dimension. Last week, Joanne channeled the creator of all. So I highly advise you to go back in the archives and check it out. It was beyond words, really. You just have to hear it for yourself. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Doing well. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
Very nice. Now, I think we're going to get right to it tonight rather quickly. Is there anything that you want to discuss beforehand?
Just that probably around 15 minutes ago when I was getting ready and I was kind of thinking about, you know, logging into the show and what we're going to do, I felt the presence of the star Bethlehem. So I think there's going to be some energy of that coming through. And that's about it. Yeah, so we'll see.
The star of Bethlehem, huh?
Yeah. And like around
Christmas time. Exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Right.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and go on mute, and I'll let you do your thing. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, so when I channel, I just kind of stop and feel the energy around me, and I wait for it to come through. And as I was sitting here earlier, I felt like a presence, almost like a team of light beings behind me. So it might take me a moment to connect. Okay. So what I'm hearing is that these are the angels from the sixth dimension, the carriers of the energy of the Christ consciousness. And they are here with us tonight to help awaken the Star of Bethlehem within us. That flow of divine energy that aligns us to our Christ self and our purpose for being here. So tonight's channeling is going to be about purpose. And there are a lot of people who look at the world around them and question, why am I here? Why am I here? Especially because they see events that are displeasing to them and they know they have a reason of being here. To help fix this, tonight's channeling, we are going to bring you information about your soul's purpose and ignite the energy, the flame, and I'm hearing sparkle of the Christ consciousness within you.
Excuse me, Joanne, before you begin, can you put your volume up just a touch?
How's that? Is that better?
A little bit more.
I'll just put. No, I. Is it better now? I have the phone like a lot closer to my face.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'll try to channel with the phone in my face like this, but that's okay. Thank you for letting me know I was not that loud. Okay, I'll have to reconnect. Okay, so the energy of aligning you to your soul's purpose. So we are here and we are bringing in the diamond ray crystalline consciousness of the Christ. Even though we call ourselves angels from the sixth dimension, we move well beyond that to other dimensions. We just adjusted our frequency tonight so we could be a little closer to you in frequency and consciousness. So it would be easier for some people to pick up the energies of tonight that aren't used to really connected to the higher frequencies. So we ask you to sit quietly in a receptive position, meaning that your feet are on the ground, which grounds your energy, and your legs and arms are uncrossed, which allows for a maximum flow, and then get comfortable in this position. And try to ease any worries or stresses that are on your mind and let those go. know that you're in good hands of your cosmic relatives who serve the Creator and who have a great love for you and who are here to assist. So you can let those worries go. Because when you have the stresses from the day in your body, it kind of slows or stagnates your, easy for me to say, energy flow. And so you aren't able to receive the frequencies we send you to the optimal that you can get. When you relax and take some deep breaths and get into the energy of receptivity, then the frequencies we send to you will be optimized and they will work for you in the best way possible. So at this time, we are connecting our minds, your minds, our hearts with your hearts. And we are telepathically sending you the codes of creation, the blueprint, the harmonics of the Creator. And these will resonate, those blueprints that are within you, opening up the diamond crystalline code of your divinity, opening up the Christ consciousness within yourselves, opening up the divine patterning, the fractal, the image, the sacred geometry harmonics that are within your very DNA fibers. So what we are doing is giving you what we call a tonal adjustment. We are sending you these frequencies in tone, like music, harmonies, that will vibrate your DNA, allowing it to start to transcribe the DNA that awakens you and allows you to live from the Christ consciousness. For you see, this is your true nature. This is who you are, living from these higher level consciousness. But what happened when the soul descended, let's say, into the third dimensional world, so many of your natural ways of being were adjusted by not so benevolent forces who wanted to control you. So they would put restrictions on your energy system. And they knew that if they kept you from living in your Christ consciousness, you could be easily controlled and you would not ascend to the point of living from your divine self. Well, this is to be no more. You are at a point where you are ascending, and many of you are doing so well. You've been working on yourself and focusing on increasing your consciousness and living from the higher self. So we are going to assist with this and further your ascension process by sending these frequencies to release any further restrictions that are left so that you may easily and fluidly live from your divinity. And this will enable you to live a life of happiness, of joy. And then it opens up that box inside of you, that treasure trove of information that holds your soul's purpose. And this will be more easily accessed. So we are going to send you these frequencies now. And then we're going to ask you to pay attention to your dreams, to any thoughts that flash in your mind, any intuitive feelings you have on what it is you came here to do, because these will be made readily available to you after this transmission. So we hope you are comfortable. And we are now going to send the harmonics to you. So we ask that you take some deep breaths to incorporate these tonal frequencies. And the more at ease you are, the more these frequencies will be integrated into your being. The more receptive you are, the more benefit you will get from receiving these. So So these tones are in your body now. So like all these sparkling diamond gems flowing in your energy field. And they are uplifting your energy, your vibrational frequency to the highest you have ever experienced with no ill effects. Some believe that ascension has to have side effects to it. Yes, this happens to some, but remember you are unlimited beings and your intention and your will are what set the events in your life to a large extent. So you can help to control these by knowing that these frequencies we send to you are for your highest and best and will work through your body and increase your frequency, again, with no ill effects. This is the most gentle and effective way to increase your divine harmonics and give you access to your Christ self and that the opening of the box to your soul's purpose. We see a beautiful diamond in the center of your being. Visualize this, if you will. And this is a large diamond. Probably fits right into the midsection of your body. And it is in your energy field. And it is radiating the most beautiful light. It's spinning. And it's sending out this diamond light. And it is singing. It is singing to your cells. It is singing to your DNA. And it is waking up any areas within your being that do not remember who you are. And it's doing so gently. This diamond represents your consciousness, the Christ consciousness of yourself. It is so, the light is so beautiful. And is reminding you who you are, a child of divine spirit, a child of the universe, a child with unlimited potential and power and love and light. This is a diamond of remembering the self, remembering your purpose as to why you are here, because we know you are here to help change the earth plane into a place of great beauty, into a planet filled with light and love. That is your main purpose. Although the way in which you carry out your purpose differs from one individual to the other, because you have unique gifts and talents, but that is why you are here, to return the planet to love and light. So this diamond continues to spin, and it's singing. And maybe if you feel into it or listen, you can hear its song. It sounds like a legion of angels singing to yourselves, vibrating them back to the original frequency of the blueprint of the Creator, bringing your DNA back to the harmonics of creation, bringing you back to the infinite fields of gold, where the Creator exists, the golden harmonics of your origin. We are aligning your energy to the highest and best frequency of the Creator. We are aligning your energy back to love. We are aligning your energy back to the light, that Christ consciousness, that divinity, that flame of unconditional love and light. That's who you really are. The diamond is reminding you of this. This beautiful pulsing energy within your being is reminding you of your origin, of your purpose, of who you are. So we are here tonight as your cosmic family, angels from the sixth dimension and above, to assist you and support you and let you know how much you are loved and valued by the heavenly hosts. The work you're doing here on the planet to transform it to light ripples out into the universe, into all of creation, and affects the all, because we are all connected in the one, the unified field of consciousness. We are all family of the Creator. And we look to you, our human family, with great reverence for the work you are doing. Know that you are doing well. Know that we love you. Know that we are here to support you and call upon the angels anytime you need assistance. So we go back into your body to let you know that in your energy field, that this diamond of light stays with you. And it is with you at all times. It is now activated in you if you desire to have it activated. It is there. We simply sent the tonal frequencies to align you and to get this energy activated once again in those who it was not yet activated in. So we ask that you take a deep breath, that although we are ending the session tonight, we are with you always, and you can at any time go back and ask for assistance and ask for the diamond energy to start spinning again. You can visualize it within, you can feel it, and any time you can listen to that song, it is always playing. It is who you are. It is love, it is light, it is gift from the Creator, the one of all. We love you, we bless you, and we bid you well. Okay, Jane, that's it. Hopefully I was loud enough.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was very clear. Thank you very much. That was incredible.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And for those of you listening, if you would please share this with friends and family and even on social media if you feel guided to do so. Is there anything else, Joanne, you would like to talk about?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I just looked out at my desk and I have something on my desk that says the word peace on it. So that brought, that was brought to my attention. So I think, you know, with all these channelings and we work on our energy, the more we do that, the more we contribute to creating peace in the world. And so the more that we activate the love and light within us and live from that love and light, we send out like a ripple effect of energy that helps to create peace on earth. So once again, I'm just going to send out this reminder, and I know I've talked about this in previous sessions we've had, is that, yes, it seems like there is a lot of chaos in the world. There are a lot of events unfolding. The world is changing. However, if we want to contribute to a planet where there is peace, and if we want to contribute to ending suffering on the planet, our focus should not be on the chaos. Our focus should be within, on learning to nurture the inner light and the inner love and let that grow till it's so incredibly powerful. We radiate that out into the world. And in this way, we're agents of peace, like emissaries of peace for the planet, because we cannot create peace on Earth if we're looking outward at all of the chaos, because that creates more chaos. And I also feel like I'm getting some more energy. Is it okay if I talk about that a little bit?
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay, so I started out with the Star of Bethlehem, and I kind of went around it a little bit. And to be honest, in the channeling, I can't remember everything I said. I know I kind of went back and forth again. But this Star of Bethlehem energy is around the planet, and it's really strong, I'm feeling. And this is an energy of activation that's helping us shift into a higher level of ourselves, in which we are going to be powerful co-creators of peace. So I'm asked to tell you this because it should give us great hope. Once again, I can feel so many are getting kind of discouraged about what they see in the world. And I'm the exact opposite, because I know the events are unfolding, that beyond this chaos is great beauty. And that's what we're soon going to see. And the Star of Bethlehem's present, anchoring the energy of peace into the planet. It's anchoring the energy of the Christ consciousness. So what this means, when the energy is anchored on the planet, it activates that energy in us, and we start vibrating that energy. And when enough people vibrate that energy, it creates what the energy is. So it creates peace. It will create love of the amongst humanity, because the energy of the Christ consciousness is love. It's light. It's peaceful. And so this also tells me, and it's also a reminder to all of us, how much we're being assisted and helped by our heavenly family, because the Star of Bethlehem energy is from our relatives in the stars. It's from the host of heavenly beings who are helping us so that we awaken and ascend, and we transform first ourselves to live from our vehicles of light, are our light bodies, our higher selves. And once we're living from these higher, this higher self, this love, this light, we then transform the planet to light. So it's to give everyone hope and know we are being helped, we are being assisted, but we also have the power within us to make great changes in the world and in our lives. And this energy is just helping to open up any stuck areas that were preventing us from reaching our power and living from it, so that we can live from the power the Creator gave us. We are made in the image and likeness of the Creator, so we have the gifts of the Creator within us: love, light, power, truth, wisdom, and divine intelligence. They're all within us, and we are extremely powerful. If we were to actualize the full, one of my favorite words is capacitance, of light within us, one person could easily light up the entire planet with the power of the light within them, with their luminosity. We are immensely powerful. The problem is, turn our light down, all these restrictions, turn our light down, so it's just a little spark, a little flame in us. So our job is to go back, take out anything that's dimming our light, that's dimming our connection to the love that we are. And then once those are out, we can then burn really brightly. We have access to our power and our luminosity, because as children of the light, we are extremely powerful, and we have the ability and power within us to change our life and to change the world. So the goal is then is to not look at the outside world to direct our lives, but to go inside, to be silent, and to find the light and love within us and turn it up full volume. And that's what our cosmic family is helping us to do. They know how powerful we are. They know we're children of the light. They just see that we kind of was, you know, messed around a little bit by some dark forces on this planet, most of which have been eradicated, but there are still residuals in our energy field. So in order for us to be able to live from us, our full capacitance, they are here to assist us. And that's what I'm hoping that these channelings help to assist people with, is to get the frequencies from our family to as many people who desire them and who want to listen, who can benefit from them. So I hope tonight was helpful.
Absolutely was. So you think that maybe people should try to climb up the flagpole of consciousness?
Flagpole?
You said, no, I made that up. But what you said, so good one. Climb up the...
That could be a little bit problematic.
You know, it was a flagpole. I know, I couldn't do it. That was fantastic, Joanne. Thank you very, very much. And listening out there, please check out some of Joanne's other channelings as well and share them, because as she says, you know, we are very powerful and we have the power to change the world. So, you know, share it. Okay, Joanne, anything else?
No, I'm still laughing about the flagpole.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Yeah, you're very welcome. All right, everybody, you have a fantastic evening. And again, Joanne, thank you. Thank you to the angels of the
Thank you, everyone.
Dimension.
Have a good night.
Okay, good night, everybody.